Good morning. It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On your legislators this past weekend on television from KRWG Public Media, I talked with District 35 Democratic State Representative Angelica Rubio about issues facing her district and the state. Here's a preview of our conversation. Representative Rubio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
Now, I want to talk with you about something that I've been talking with you about for years. That was the issue of paying state lawmakers a salary. Now, as many people may know, New Mexico does not do that. Lawmakers get a per diem. Now, you are working on legislation that would create a commission to study this. Can you share more about that?
Sure. And Anthony, just to just reiterate, from my experience over the last 2 years, I have found out that there's very few people who actually know that legislators don't have we don't get paid. And yes, we are the only state in the entire country that doesn't pay its legislators. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding. This issue has come to voters 7 times in the last few decades, and a lot of it I think has to do with the fact that people just assume politicians make all this money, and that's been the assumption for many years. And so when the issue of salaries comes up here in the state of New Mexico, I think people are assuming that it's an increase, when instead it really is just the very first time that they'd actually have a salary. And so what this commission would do, it's House Joint Memorial 5, and it would go, if it passes, when it passes the House and the Senate, it goes to the voters. And it will be a question on the ballot in 2020 where it says, do you support a commission being formed so that they can study whether or not legislators, and not whether or not, but how much should legislators be paid in terms of salary? And so we've already made it past the first two committees here in the House, and it's heading to the floor possibly early next week. And then the hope is that it'll get through the Senate before the end of the session, and it'll be a question on the ballot in 2020.
How do you think this could really make a difference in who decides to run for office?
That's a really great question. The reason that I'm supporting these efforts isn't necessarily because I feel like I need a salary. It's more because the New Mexico State Legislature needs to be more diversified. One of the things that myself and the co-sponsor, Representative Bobby Gonzalez from Taos, we come to this as to be able to describe the kind of discrimination that exists within this process. Because if we're an inclusive democracy, if we're saying that everyone should be included in this process, then nobody should be limited because they can't afford to be here. And so part of our mission within this legislation is not necessarily to just create this commission, but it's really to inform and to educate New Mexicans to understand that there's wonderful leaders that are up here that are working really hard and doing what they can. And there are others that are out there throughout the state who could better serve and who are much more rooted in their communities and could do and could really listen and hear their own needs, but they choose to not participate because they can't actually afford to spend 60 or 30 days up here in Santa Fe or to attend interim committees throughout the year, all on per diem, which, I mean, for many people, yes, the per diem is pretty, it's significant. However, it's certainly not something to be able to live off of, which is certainly not something that I can do. And furthermore, constituent services is critical for this job, but it's impossible to even spend any time on constituent services when, if you're having to work a full-time job, to be able to address needs of your communities there and not in the session is actually pretty common.
Do you think the current system favors people who may be retired or wealthy to run for office?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that I'm proof of the struggles that it takes for people to be able to do this job. I mean, I'm lucky. I have very supportive friends and family. I know that the first 2 years I was couch surfing and people were just opening their homes for me to be able to stay with them without having to pay for a hotel or anything like that. And so and still having to pay rent, for example, back home. And so I'm lucky that I have that support system. It's not the same for others. And I tell this to people all the time, that I know that there are people down in District 35 who could certainly serve and do the work in ways that are much different and probably much better than me. But because of the fact that they can't afford to actually do this, it makes it impossible.
You can watch and listen to my full interview with State Representative Angelica Rubio at our website, krwg.org. We also talk about her bicycle ride to Santa Fe before the session, a possible minimum wage increase, and establishing an outdoor equity fund in New Mexico. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.